Hey, good morning, everybody. It's been a while since I last recorded here, so I wanted to share some updates. One skating updates. Yes, it's been a year plus since I've returned to the ice, and I try to go skating as much as possible now, but it's kind of hard because I'm working every day at U.S. Army Garrison Base in Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn, so I have to be there physically every day. I actually found a rink that's on the way home, so some weeknights, usually like Friday night, when we, if I don't have to lead services, I will go to the skating rink there and skate and then head home. It's a good way to end the week, cap off the week, good exercise. And yeah, it's really, really nice because I get there early enough that there's sun coming in through the windows, and then as I'm finishing my hour session, the sun's setting and you could see that hitting the ice. It's really nice because part of the rink is dark, and then everybody goes to the corner where the sun is shining to do their jumps and spins to get that sunlight in. Really a surreal feeling. So that's skating. Yeah, I'm hoping to start working on my axle again soon. That's 1.5 rotations in the air. And I had landed those back in 1987, 88, around that time, and I think it's time to try again. That's the skating. As far as, oh no, to add on with the skating, I am going to be a board member of Grey Neck Figure Skating Club, helping them with their social media, helping them with their website promotions, everything else. You don't get paid for that, but you get a discounted club membership, which is good. Every bit helps. And yeah, help promote the shows and try maybe get some TV coverage for one of the next shows. It'd be great to show the shows. Get it? So that's the skating. And I just came back from a 4-day long trip in Huntsville, Alabama, for my full-time work. Public affairs specialist, there's public affairs training, and that will be another episode to share. But I do want to end with that people are just rude. People are just not willing to see what's beyond what's on the screen. Go the extra mile. So I had to get my receipt for my long-term parking, and I had it yesterday night and I can't find it. So I called up the place, gave them my last name, and they said, "We can't find anything." I said, "That's impossible. I was just there yesterday at your rental." "Oh, this is not a rental. This is not a rental." I was like, "I'm sorry. I'm tired. I meant your long-term parking. Can you look it up phone number?" No, we can't look up it any other way. If we don't see it, I'm telling you again, I'm telling you again, we don't have it, we don't have it, we don't have it." When you couldn't, I was like, "Okay, I gotta find that the reservation ticket." "Oh, when you find that, call us back." Well, found the email with the reservation, called them back. "Oh, yes, you have, yes, I have it right in front of you. How would you like us to send it to you?" I said, "Can you please email that to me?" And no apologies, no, "Oh, sorry, I'm not sure why I couldn't see it before, but you know what? Don't play games with me, people. Don't say you don't have my reservation. You don't have a record from me. I was just there yesterday, physically. So I could prove that I was there yesterday because I have the reservation on my text." But anyway, I'm going to try to get some more podcasting going on here. Let me know what you'd like to hear, what you'd like me to talk about. Skating, rabbi work, public affairs work, cancer survivor work. Oh, FYI, I was interviewed by the United States Figure Skating Association, and I'm going to be in one of their upcoming issues. All right, that's cool, that's cool. So anyway, stay safe out there, stay cool, go skating. Hot weather like this, best time. So this is Rabbi Getman, photographer Getman, saying, peace out, everybody. Have a good day. Take care.